Used to do.
And Tim's handing something out.
Yeah. See what happens? The last time I think I suggested to her that she stick to her knitting, she took me seriously.
Really? Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Tim, could you do something about the turnover problem we have with all these managers?
You know what? Hopefully we'll be slower travel year next year because we hired so many new ones last year. This year should be a little bit slower. Jerry's getting another beer. Jerry, are those beers?
No, they're cream sodas. I wish they were right now.
Halfway through a six-pack of Bud.
I wish I was.
Staff report.
Did you give me a copy, or did you see me leave the room and felt like...
No, I saw you leave, and I said you don't really need one.
Yeah, you just don't want me to give you bad time behind it, I know.
There you go.
Must be something I'm not supposed to have.
There you go.
Of course.
A couple of items, won't take more than an hour or so.
Okay.
So for staff comments, number one is probably... You all know that I was supposed to be in London. I was not in London. Just FYI, so the board knows, I've got some back problems that basically have me on travel restriction until I get it sorted out over the next couple months. So you're not going to see me travel to the East Coast or probably much more than 2 hours away from here until I get this all resolved. Thankfully, other folks have been stepping up and helping, but I'm probably not going to be on the road quite as much as typical for a period of time. The pieces I handed out there, the memo from Milliman at the December 11th board meeting, we got the notification that morning that Ridgeworth, the parent company of Ceradex, our small cap value manager, had been sold to Lightyear Capital. This is Milliman's assessment of the situation. Basically, they're saying neutral to positive as a result of this. They're going from being owned by a bank to being owned by a private equity firm that focuses on the financial services sector. Yeah, obviously we'll keep an eye on it, but equity ownership for the key personnel is increasing. There's a chance for them to expand that considerably over time. We're not seeing any red flags, but generally a positive improvement. The second email you have there is from Wellington. Is a change in the leadership there. Brendan Swords is going to be becoming the new CEO. And this has been something that's been telegraphed well in advance. We kind of knew this was coming before we actually hired Wellington. I think this will be the fourth generation of Wellington leadership under their current private partnership structure. So next week there's going to be an on-site with Sigular Guff in Boston. That afternoon, go over and see Wellington. You'll be meeting with Brendan Swords, who will become the new CEO as part of that meeting, and get the update there. But again, FYI, I'm pressed to see any problems associated with this. The Pierford on-site was held in London, back in December. The feedback I got from that was generally positive. We're all set to move forward on that. We're working with them to structure an appropriate commingle fund. It's taking a little bit longer than we thought, but we're still working with them on that front. Mentioned the Sigular Guff next week. And the last piece I'll update you on is, you'll see a memo from me at the very back of your packets there, basically talking about the OSERS P4 initiative. And I think, Rusty, you had brought this up as, you know, something in the press back in December. For those who aren't as familiar with it, this is basically an initiative that's being put forth by the OSERS investment staff and board to see if they can achieve better economies of scale by bundling assets with other public pension funds. The structure is still being formed, the initiatives are still being formed, but right now they're in the market with an RFP for private equity fund of funds manager, and basically saying, if you set up a preferred vehicle for public pension funds, and we as OSERS kind of do some of the shepherding to bring other folks into this, do we get fee breaks? Do we get better access to the underlying funds? It's a concept that it's obviously unproven. It's being tested right now. My involvement in this to date has been to offer some guidance to the OCCIO along with other public fund CIOs, basically saying, you know, what are things that Contra Costa looks for when we're hiring a manager? What are important contract provisions to us? You know, what are important legal provisions for us? What would we look for theoretically? I have not been involved in any evaluation to date. The RFPs are due back next week to OSERS. My prospective involvement from this point forward is probably take a look at those RFPs and offer some of my thoughts on who looks good there. This is a great chance for me to, you know, see a broader array of private equity managers. Unless the board directs me to do so, I'm not going to go down there and help them interview managers or anything of that nature. I think at this point, our best bet is probably I'll take a look at the RFPs, offer my thoughts, and Harvey's been kind enough to include, you know, give us some language to include with any communications to OSERS. It basically says, my thoughts are for Contra Costa purposes only. No one else can rely upon them. This is just, you know, if Contra Costa were to pursue this, these are the things that look good to us or don't look good to us. But I think at this point, we probably set back, let OSERS go through the process, see who they select, see what kind of terms they get, and if it looks attractive to us, pick it up and consider it down the road here.
Okay. Can I have a turn now?
You may have a turn.
Okay, so Tim mentioned the on-site visits. Deborah was there. Bob Hellison was there. I was there. Who else was there? That's it? That was it, the three of us. Perford went very well. We were happy with the entire process. We also met with Adam Street. That was a great visit. Very good. We talked about a lot of different things there. Not as happy with William Blair and the changes that they're going to be making going forward with one of their portfolio managers leaving. However, their performance has been outstanding. So that's just kind of a heads up that we didn't have a great connection with the new portfolio manager. J.P. Morgan was J.P. Morgan. The visit was fine. Nothing spectacular. I'm in the middle of doing a vocational reviewer. I had three responses to my RFI. One of them stands out more than the other, and on top of that, he's local and his rates are the best, so I will probably go with him. We did receive, congratulations to Vicki, who's not here in her department, another Certificate of Achievement for Excellence for 2013 for our financial reporting. So hopefully we can do that again because we'll have Joelle come help again. An update on the on-call pay for the doctors. The portion that the county had called panel management pay, but they were paying it under on-call pay. The county is working to reverse that and give them the contributions back, change the reporting to us. It was the on-call pay that made the newspaper, I think, 7.5 hours per week that was really just nothing. So we're going to go back and make adjustments on that, too. Kurt's working on that one. There still is a question from a prior board meeting that we're looking into on the firefighter recruits, because we dealt with the deputy sheriff's recruits, and the way the board left it, I believe, was let's wait and see what they come back with, and nobody's come back with anything. I feel that we should be consistent and look at the job descriptions and decide based on the job descriptions what should this board be doing. If you go online now to our website and look at retirement board, you're all out there with your education for the entire year. And it breaks it down by where you went, how many hours, and your total hours for the year. So take a look at that. And if you find any discrepancies or things that we missed, let us know so we can get that going. In your mailbox today, there was a letter that came from Kurt regarding Ms. Laurel. Is that how you say it? And she contacted Kurt because she set up an independent corporation so that she could go back to work for the county as an independent contractor. She still falls under the 960 hours under the PEPRA legislation, whether or not she's an independent contractor, because she's providing services to the county. So a letter went out. I put copies in all of your mailboxes, or somebody did, and the letter is from Kurt to David Twa. A reminder saying that this doesn't cut it either. You still need to look at the 960-hour limit. We need to, and I'll probably come back at the next meeting. Is that when we want to do it, Kurt? We need to issue an RFP for an overhaul of the website now that our communications coordinator has retired. She's no longer going to be maintaining that, so we're piecemealing it together. But we'd like to do something a little bit more formal than just Joe Blow down the street or I know this person or this. I think we need to do this professionally the right way. COLA, we don't have the numbers yet, but it should be on the next agenda, which will go out on Thursday before the 22nd, because the numbers come out that day?
The numbers come out Thursday morning, so we have a very streamlined process to plug the numbers in, have Siegel review it, and we think we just put it on the agenda on Thursday.
For the 22nd?
Right.
Okay. That's it for me. Do you have what?
Marilyn, on the website issue, way back when, we had some board presentation discussion about posting the meeting minutes and the agendas on a specific website that we could get to and that would be searchable by topics.
We can incorporate that all into this. We don't have the staff to do it right now.
That's got to wait for...
It's got to be the whole overhaul of it, yes.
Well, the reason that board docs fell through was...
Oh, yes. The board docs fell through. We were, I'm trying to think. We went back and forth. The board approved it. We went back and negotiated contracts. Karen, do you remember what the sticking point was on that one?
It might have been indemnity. They wanted us to indemnify them for a whole bunch of things and wouldn't budge, I believe.
Even though what we were putting on the website was only public information, they felt that we would be putting somebody else's information on there, and they wanted us to indemnify them, and we said no. And we really came down to many emails back and forth, but had to call off all that work. It was pretty much for nothing. It was a great site. Mm-hmm. It would have worked what we wanted, but it...
So when we develop the website, hopefully we can incorporate a portal for the board members into that website where we can actually get to, you know, meeting minutes and stuff.
This would be great if you could, when we... bring this back to the board, have a list of things that you'd like, and we can incorporate it into the RFP.
The design of the new website, we incorporate all of that within our own programming, our own website that we own, that's on our server. We don't have to have somebody else maintain.
The one thing that we do on our website, though, is it's housed outside Sisera. And we don't put, I know some systems allow live data to do my calculations. I don't want to do that. I'm just, and Will knows more about this, I'm more afraid of getting hacked. All it takes is one time, and we're pretty much screwed in the press. So that was for the recording. So I'd like to keep it that way.
Yeah, when I said sitting on our server, I don't mean sitting on our network server within here, but our...
It's outside.
Our own,
provider.
Provider, yes. Whoever it is. Mm-hmm.
Karen, anything?
Harvey, anything?
Two things, if I could quickly, just to announce that our bill for independent district status is now got a number. They gutted and amended a bill by Senator Desaunier, SB 673. Is now pending. They're scheduled Monday. There will be a hearing in the PERS, the Senate PERS committee. And hopefully that'll go smoothly. We've had a lot of communications back and forth with the county's lobbyist and their people in Sacramento and with the committee staff. And we're all on board. Labor's on board. County's on board. Looks like something will be happening. You never know what's going on in Sacramento, but SB 673, keep an eye on it.
Harvey, are you going to be at the hearing?
What's that?
Are you going to be at the hearing?
No, they actually, they're suggesting that this is one of those situations where the less said, the better.
Okay.
You know? And so they've suggested that nobody need attend.
Okay.
So even though I'm the nervous mom, you know, hoping this thing will slide through. We've been convinced by the people who know how sausage is made better than anyone that we ought to just stay away and not be there.
We're getting into a new phrase. Huh?
For issues. So. The other thing I want to mention to you, I know some of you are interested in Mayor Reed's initiative, pension reform, whatever they were talking about. That a couple of the mayors from Orange County and Chuck Reed from San Jose, has have been announcing. They did get a title from the Attorney General's office, and a summary, 100-word summary, came out about 2 days ago. Here's the title. Get ready. Public Employees Pension and Retirees Health Benefits Initiative Constitutional Amendment.
Repeat it, please. Public Employees.
Otherwise known as PEPRABECA. How about that? There's a lot of controversy. The Reed folks think that the summary was misleading. Organized labor thinks that the summary was misleading, so maybe she got it right. I don't know. Anyhow, so what happens now is it's got a title, it's got a summary, unless that's challenged in the courts by one side or the other. It's now up to the proponents to go out and run a very expensive process of signature gathering. They need something close to 900,000 signatures, valid signatures, to be able to get it on the ballot for November of 2014. They have till June to gather the signatures. So, don't know. I've heard a lot of rumors. A couple weeks ago, it was rumored that they called their signature gatherers off. They weren't going to go forward with it, and then Chuck Reed denied that. So, he's very upset with the outcome of the San Jose Measure B pension decision in court. And so he feels that there needs to be a constitutional amendment because the courts aren't going to give them what they want. So they may proceed with this or not. But there it is, the PEPRHBICA is now official. That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Any trustee comments?
Just want to mention the trip to London, as Marilyn reported, went well. I was very, very much reassured that we had made a great choice in selecting Pureford. They did a great presentation. Their people are very knowledgeable, very diligent. We toured their office. They're actually moving soon. So that was one point. Just to, you know, I echo the sentiments of Marilyn regarding William Blair. There are going to be some things to watch there. I will have a formal written report for the next board meeting, with including all of the materials that. Well,
just
maybe
give it
not.
To Tim. Just give. It doesn't even need to go here. Just give it to
oh,
Tim.
Oh, it doesn't become a public. Okay. So there will be a.
A. But.
Okay.
Give it to Tim.
There will, so our board policy requires us, which I don't know that we've been completely following, but board policy requires us to do a written report when we do site visits. So I developed a template for that.
Ooh. Well, you could share it
can
with all the board.
Yeah, yeah. So it'd be good.
Will you do ours for us?
Yeah.
For the Pureford people proper.
Gina, we learned so much about the underground
of England, of London.
And then we realized that the underground is like many other things in London, then it's probably quicker to walk there.
Got it.
In the rain.
Than it is long.
It is. It's really deep.
And we also learned why people are so physically fit in London, because they have to climb up and down those stairs most of the time. Half the time the elevators don't work.
Just like what?
Yeah. Only it's way deeper, so you're always going down and then back up. And you have to get off one train, go back up, go back down, get on the next train, go over here.
Interesting. Yeah, but it was... Yeah, well, we thought it was just the underground.
Yeah, exactly.
You did William Blair in London?
They had London offices, yes. And we also saw Adam Street and J.P. Morgan.
He used those for bomb shelters during the war, too.
Learning about that,
too. And a lot of them. Very interesting.
Any other comments? Thank you, everybody, for your patience today.
I only left for a minute.
Tim, hope you feel better.
Tim.